Track 7 and more news. Friends mark 70-year milestone anniversary. Tynmouth people could hardly believe their luck when they learned a brand new hospital would be built on the site of a war-damaged original building in of 1925. Respected solicitor Theodore Edwards gained admiration from locals when, using sleight of hand, suggested it would be a maternity hospital because that was the most likely successful route. He put his head above the parapet, standing up and speaking up for our community. His determination won through, and as soon as this was verified, the Rotary Club of Tynmouth called for a public meeting with the idea of starting up a voluntary League of Friends to support the hospital. The hospital had 32 recovery beds in 4 wards and 2 private wards and dealt with a significant throughput of patients of all levels. The League was formed under the leadership of Frank Russell, who led supporters into numerous fun and games, as well as the serious hard work of fundraising to pay for all the essentials still required. The dances and carnival floats embraced tremendous local support, and on Christmas Day, the doctors turned up and carved the turkey and helped serve the meal in the gaily decorated wards provided by the League. The atmosphere of togetherness must have been off the charts. Over the years, the League paid for equipment for casualty, ENT departments, physiotherapy and X-ray units, sun lounge extensions, day room, the lift, and countless other requirements, raising over £1 million, much of it from local people. The most popular event was the annual fete held in the grounds. Try to imagine hundreds of people trooping up Mill Lane to attend the afternoon, digging deep and spending their cash. It should be remembered that when the new building was opened by none less than the Health Minister himself, the hospital became Tynmouth's pride and joy. The League was at the forefront of keeping it afloat in the 70 years since it opened in September 1954, and has just supplied a bariatric chair for use by those who need it. The committee, now much smaller, is kept afloat with dedicated key members who have ridden the peaks and troughs of uncertainty, which in recent years has forced the League into challenging positions. Nevertheless, the League hopes the people of Tynmouth are aware of the steadfast duty to the hospital and continue to welcome donations and bequests.
Villagers' new shop lowered into place. The vision of a new shop for a village in the Teen Valley is close to becoming a reality with the delivery of the building that is to become the shop. Christo's new community shop arrived in the village this week on the back of a low loader. Located in the car park of the village community hall, the unit was lowered into place on Wednesday, the 25th of September. A group of local residents have been working tirelessly to establish a new community-owned shop to serve Christo ever since the village's last remaining shop closed in May of 2023. Christo Parish Council approved plans for a temporary building back in April. Fast forward to today and the building has arrived. A great deal of work remains. The interior of the shop needs to be fitted out, as well as cladding installed to the exterior. But the end is in sight, with the physical building now in situ, as Christo Community Shop's Jude Jones explains. Definitely makes it a reality, not just for us in the committee, but for the whole village. They have heard us going on and on about it, saying this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and they've been really supportive. But to actually see it is going to happen, there is a shop on the site. It's good news. We have worked out that we need around 100 volunteers per week to open for as much as we want to. Juice says they have plans to open every day, Monday to Sunday. We are hoping to open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, and a bit shorter on the Saturday, and then just for a couple of hours on Sunday mornings, Juice said. It's hoped that the shop will be up and running at the beginning of November. And there's a photograph of the village's new shop as it's been lowered into place, showing it off in all its glory.
Bus passengers warned to allow extra time. Bus passengers in Teignbridge are being advised to allow extra time using the 12 service while work continues on a housing development in Brixham. Traffic lights at Windy Corner are causing major delays to the main bus service running between Newton Abbot and Brixham. but the delays could continue for months as roadworks at the Inglewood housing development are expected to continue until later this year. A spokesman for the bus company Stagecoach South West said, "We are asking our customers to allow additional travel time when travelling on the 12 service to avoid delay to their onward plans. We will continue to provide updates on our website until the works have been completed later this year." Buses, which should run every 12 minutes, have been running up to an hour late. A friendly bus driver, writing on social media, said, "Roadworks have now started at Windy Corner. These will be in place for 3 months. As a result, the 12 service is already seriously affected, with services running over an hour late. Please, 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 don't take your frustrations out on us drivers. It's completely out of our control. We will do our best to keep you moving, but please expect delays and probably missing services."
Jamie's thrilling volunteer role. A student from Newton Abbott has been delving into the world of the Queen of Crime. Jamie Bennett, a Year 10 student at Combshead Academy, has completed his Duke of Edinburgh Award volunteering by working at Agatha Christie's holiday home. He completed the volunteering part of the award with the National Trust at Greenway House. And he has been recognised in the National Trust's internal newsletter because of his efforts and contributions. He has also written his own article about his experiences. Having completed the volunteering needed to complete his award, Jamie continued to volunteer at Greenway House for several weeks after his required time, but is now taking a break before starting the D of E Silver Award. Greenway House is an estate on the River Dart near Gampton and was once the home of the author Agatha Christie and is now cared for by the National Trust. Taking part in the Duke of Edinburgh Award aims to empower young people and support them to learn new skills, overcome obstacles and build confidence and resilience. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Combshead Academy, said, "Everyone at Combshead is so proud of Jamie. It's brilliant that he's been recognised in this way for going above and beyond as a volunteer." And above this article is a lovely photograph of Jamie in the library at Greenway House.